today, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is announcing our 6 Roadmaps to Health Prize winners. And these are communities from around the country that are developing partnerships and implementing innovative strategies to create healthy environments and healthy neighborhoods. And we are excited to announce that Manistique is one of our 6 winners.
How did Manistique end up getting into this fairly elite group of only 6?
Well, it was certainly through a lot of hard work. We went through a very rigorous review process. And in Manistique, what we saw was a real commitment to creating a healthy start for their kids, a healthy environment in schools by offering healthy breakfast, a really comprehensive physical activity program, and really bringing the community together around their centerpiece farmers market, and just a real commitment to showing how this work has grown over the years. So we were really inspired and blown away by the leadership and partnership that we saw in Manistique.
It's interesting when you look at the list here of people or communities that have been selected. You're talking about California, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Minnesota. So this is really a nationwide initiative.
It certainly is. And we know that, you know, health is shaped so much by the places where we live and play and work, and that means that communities across the country are in a position to really shape and provide health and wellness for their citizens, whether they're a small town or a big city. And we at the foundation are looking to really lift up those communities that are trailblazers in this work, and Manistique is certainly one of those. So communities across the nation could look to them for strategies, for ideas, and for inspiration.
Also joining us this morning is Lisa Myers, project coordinator with Sioux Tribe Strategic Alliance for Health. And Lisa, this is a $25,000 prize. Tell us a little bit about, first of all, being selected and now what you hope to be able to do with this funding.
To start at the beginning, Sioux Tribe, through its Strategic Alliance for Health project, was able to hire a community coordinator for Manistique, and that coordinator is Carrie Ott. And Carrie worked with her community to form a coalition to bring the community together for a common goal, to build a healthy community for its citizens, a place where people want to live and work, learn and play. We're working towards making the healthy choice an easy choice for our citizens. So what Carrie was able to do with her coalition was bring the people together to work on those common goals. And what we ended up working with was the development of a farmers market to bring nutritious foods, local nutritious foods, to the community. We also are working on making the community more walkable and bikeable, a place where you can get out, get more exercise, see that beautiful community that you live in Manistique. And then the other aspect that we're working with was coordinated school health. So we're trying to improve the health of the environment at the school by doing 2 things, increasing physical activity and opening the door to more healthy choices and nutritious food choices for the students. So that's kind of what she based her work on. What we anticipate with the Roadmaps to Health Prize is using those dollars to continue to work in these 3 areas and leverage more money to continue to build the community to an even healthier place than it already is.
You know, it sounds like in particular with the farmers market, there was some real success there that must have made this really be a success within the community, and now you get this recognition. So the programs and the projects must all be moving in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely. With the farmers market back in 2010, the Farmers Market Coalition, the Healthy Communities Coalition that Carrie's working with, decided that they would try 1 test market. And that test market was so well received in August of 2010 that they ended up doing 5 more markets that year with 6 vendors, 6 local farmers that brought their produce in. And then in 2011, the market grew to 8 consecutive weeks, utilizing 12 farmers from the local area who brought in their healthy foods. And then in 2012, it increased to 24 markets with 16 vendors. So they've seen a great increase over the last 3 years. As well, when we're bringing the healthy food to the community, we're having in approximately almost 300 people per farmer's market, and it's grown from hand-drawn signs with markers that says farmer's markets here
yeah.
to a campaign where there is a rainbow of colored signs that are hanging from the street lamps in the town saying, hey, come to our market on Wednesday nights. So it's become a social event for the community to purchase local healthy foods.
It's always good to hear when there's this kind of success. Now, Abby, on behalf of Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, if people in other communities want to find out more and get involved in this program, or at least submit their community for consideration, how can they do that?
I would encourage them all to go to rwjf.org. There they'll find the story of Manistee, great videos and pictures from them and all of our winning communities that really show how we are across the nation creating this culture of health.